The DA will write to President Cyril Ramaphosa to request the return of the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill before he signs off this bill and it becomes law. This because particular conditions of this bill needs revision, given the shocking findings from the Ethiopian Aircraft Accident Investigation Report into the fatal crash of 23 January 2020 of the South African Civil Aviation Authority aircraft tasked to carry out calibration functions. Findings expressed in future reports will look considerably different than what is needed should the President enact proposed amendments in their current form, and this we cannot have. The report compiled by the Ethiopian aviation investigation experts floated around on someone's desk for more than 2 months. Once released, pages and more than 10 paragraphs were missing. Furthermore, the decision to use the aircraft was irresponsible, negligent, and careless. And there was a clear disregard for the rules and regulations meant to keep a flight crew safe. The credibility of our South African Civil Aviation Authority has been compromised, since civil aviation seems to believe that they are above the rules, regulations, and standards they are meant to monitor and enforce. The DA also proposed, and the committee has agreed, to summons the previous head of aircraft investigation, Mr. Peter Mashaba, to appear before the committee and give evidence on the investigation and related circumstances. Safety in the aviation sector is of utmost importance to the DA, and the Civil Aviation Authority has to carry this responsibility according to international standards. While the establishment of the envisaged Aviation Safety Investigations Board is a step in the right direction, which we settled for, it is now clear that a lot more is needed. The damaged reputation and spoiled credibility as a result of how civil aviation functions necessitates the establishment of a separate, independent crash investigations body. Clearly, with the ANC government in control of civil aviation, more check and balances are needed, separation of powers, and an independent investigations authority will be proposed to the president. This bill needs to be returned, since accountability and adherence to regulations cannot be applied selectively. Neither should measures be allowed which selectively share cause and negligence. The DA will uphold these principles and work with the aviation industry to uphold and improve aviation safety assurances.